We went out to a restaurant the other night. Cheryl and I did, had dinner. Run into a friend of Cheryl's. Had her son there. And he's a middle-aged man himself. Of course, the woman was even maybe a little bit older than Cheryl is, but she had known her for several years. And she brought her lady friend and another lady friend. And so there was four of them. And Cheryl and I, we sat down at this table. And we started talking and having dinner. And immediately, Cheryl and her started conversing about what's going on in their life. And this woman has lived in the business world and where Cheryl used to live. And of course, Cheryl's now a pastor's wife. Her life's totally changed. And the other woman's still living in the world. And so she began to talk to Cheryl and tell her about her knees and how her knees were giving her problems. She could hardly walk around and all this kind of stuff. And Cheryl said, well, you're under a curse. Said, did you ever forgive your first husband for all those things he did for you? And she said, well, I think so. But she really hadn't. So we talked to her for an hour, hour and a half, whatever. And then I said, no problem. If you will confess right now to the Lord and make him promise, Lord, In fact, I got up and walked around by her table. I mean, around Cheryl, right against her, and said, now, young lady, I'm going to look you right and tell you that if you will obey God and you will confess your sin of unforgiveness to the Lord and you'll promise him that you'll love your first husband, you'll love him with the love of God, I said, I guarantee I'll pray for you and the King will heal your knees. So she knelt, put her head down on the table, and she prayed and asked the Lord out loud to forgive her. So then Cheryl and I held her hands together and we prayed, rebuked, broke the curse of Deuteronomy 28:35 and all those things and asked the Lord to be merciful to her, restore her and everything. And we thanked him for doing it. And I said, now he has healed you. And I turned her loose. And she said, wow, did you feel that go through me? So I didn't feel nothing. She said, I felt something go through me when you prayed. I said, well, it's just the Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, he's just doing his thing. I said, he's healing you because you repented of your sins. And she said, you know, she started moving her right knee. She said, I don't have any pain in my knee. She pushed her chair back and she jumped up and she said, y'all, I couldn't do this. Look at this. I have no pain. We're right here in the restaurant, you know, and she's hollering. She's ecstatic. More people ought to be able to see God do those kind of things in a restaurant. You know it? She sat down for a few minutes and she said, y'all, I'm telling you, I have no pain in my knees. And she's turned her chair around and got up again. She's jumping around and said, I have no pain. Now see, this is what God promised us to heal us if we forgive, right? Now she'd had these all these years and we broke the curse, Deuteronomy 28:35 over her because of her disobedience. God had afflicted her with a curse in her knees and her legs. We broke the curse. Who paid the price for the curse? Jesus. Now then, by faith, once she repented of her sin, now she's back in a right walk with God. Didn't the Lord say in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, I'll forgive your sin? Didn't He say that? And then I will restore you to righteousness? Is that what He said? Okay, so now then, she's in a good place to receive her healing now, isn't she? And so we prayed, and she got healed. And then after she got healed, and she demonstrated it by getting up. The little lady sitting on the other side of her son says, Brother Thurman, I have tendonitis in my elbow. And she pointed to Cheryl and said, oh, your left elbow? She said, yeah. She said, you got some unforgiveness toward those women you work with? Yes. Oh, left arm women, female side. So Cheryl said, if you'll forgive them and walk in love, Thurman will pray for you and God will heal you. So she repented of her sins, forgave everybody, these women that had given her trouble. Did God tell you to hold a grudge against women? No, He told you to love them, didn't He? Now, what is it we don't understand about that? I command you that you love one another. By this, all men may know that you're my children. Is that what He said? So she repented. She had opened the door to the devil. I reached across the table, laid my hands on hers, and rebuked the enemy after she repented. Commanded him to leave, quoted some scriptures. I said, now the Lord has healed you. And I turned her loose and she said, my lands, my arm don't hurt. Hey, does God's word work? Of course it works. And then the little girl that's sitting on my right, I turned to her, but I said, honey, anything wrong with you? No. I said, good. She said, I have a question. She said, but I have some unforgiveness toward her sister-in-law. But said, I don't have any problem. Why? I said, because God is merciful. He's trying to get your attention. And tonight, He sent somebody to tell you the truth. I said, now let me tell you, girl, if you don't forgive your sister-in-law and start walking in love, I'm going to guarantee you're going to have breast cancer in your left breast real soon. She said, but Thurman, you don't know her. It's so hard. I said, is she worth having breast cancer and losing your left breast? No. I said, okay, I believe I'd ask God to forgive me and I'd love her. So we got up and walked into to another place in the restaurant and listened to some music. And in a few minutes, Cheryl and I decided it was after 10 o'clock, so we was going to come home. I needed to study. And so we got up to leave to say goodbye to everybody. And she got up when I come by. She put her ear right, her mouth right over to my ear and said, Brother Thurman, I told God I repent and I'm going to love my sister-in-law. I said, okay, praise the Lord. You know, she got to thinking about this. You know, it ain't worth having breast cancer for my sister-in-law. You know that? I don't know nobody that would be worth having breast cancer if you were a woman. And ain't nobody worth having cancer over, period. You know that? So why not do what the King says? Walk in love. Was that His commandments? See, He knew how dumb we were going to be, because He said in the book of John, many times He said over and over and over, I command you to love one another, didn't He? He didn't just say, love them. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. You know, but the thing about it is, see, God speaks to us how many times? Again and again. And then we have dreams and visions and we don't listen. And so then He has to discipline us with pain. Deep pain in our body, in our bones. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like that. I'd much rather let Him talk to me one time out of the Word, and I say, yes, Lord, I'll obey anything. Whatever You say, Dad, I'll do it. And you think that pleases the King?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's what He says. Now then, my child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. So what do we have to do? Do what He says. Now, how are you going to know what He said if you don't read the book? You ain't going to know. You're going to have an opinion, and it ain't never going to be according to this book. Then let's go after 10. Let's go to, what verse did I say? 20 through 27. Yeah. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Have you ever had a dad say, son, come in here, I got something to tell you? And you say, yes, Dad, go ahead and tell me. No, son, sit down in the chair. Sit down. Pay attention. But Dad, I'm in a hurry, I got to go somewhere. No, 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 no. Sit right down there, we're going to have a talk before you leave. And listen, don't be thinking about what you're going to do when you get where you're going. Turn the world off and listen to what I got to say. Because Dad knows what's going to happen. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. Deep down in there. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meanings. Now, what is it that's going to give you this long, good life and radiant health? The Word of God. The Word of God. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects how many things you do? Everything you do comes out of your heart. Everything. Wow. Verse 24 and 25, avoid all perverse talk. How much? All perverse talk. Is it going to have to be careful what you say? Stay far from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Now see, this is God's Word. 26 and 7, mark out a straight path for your feet. Then stick to the path and stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Now, there's some pretty good instructions right there from our dad, isn't it? And that's where those come from our Heavenly Father. He's writing them to us, His children, telling us what to do. Hide these words in our heart. Walk holy before Him. Obey Him. Now, does that make any difference if you're 5 years old or 70 years old? Does it make any difference?
No. But you know, the whole thing, if you love the Lord and keep all His commandments, you've just about covered all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you walk holy in obedience to His Word, then you can be like this gentleman. He said, as he walked holy and obedient to God's Word, he walked 88 years with no sickness and no disease. Now, that's a great testimony to the Lord. You know that? Ain't a whole lot of people I know ever met that criteria. Obviously, he knew something at a young age I didn't know, because I didn't reach that getting to where I could walk without sickness till I was 45. But from 45 to 70, I've done it. Praise the King. So I'm going to keep on going there too. I ain't changing. I've found something that works. I'm going to stay with it. You know, if God told me to put Him first and all these things, hide that word in my heart, walk holy before Him. Don't talk evil about nobody. I mean, watch what you say and everything. I'm going to do everything I can to obey everything in this book, because I don't like sickness and pain in my body. Nobody does. I want a long, healthy life. Now then, let's go to a few places here that will show us what we can do as children of the King. Let's go to Matthew 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 through 28. And let's see what the King says there in Matthew 15, 22 through 28. A Gentile woman who lived there came to Him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter has a demon in her and it is severely tormenting her." Now, when's the last time you've seen somebody come to church and say, "Pastor, I need you to deal with my daughter. She's got a demon." Now, we don't even think like that, do we? But see, this woman was smarter than we are. This is 2,000 years ago. Today, we're too scientifically educated to believe that there's demons. But this Gentile woman who lived there came to Him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter has a demon in her and it is severely tormenting her." But Jesus gave her no reply. Somebody say, what? That's not Jesus. I mean, if a woman comes up and starts begging the King, you know He would stop and at least talk to her. He's compassionate. Well, that's not what the Scripture says. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then His disciples urged Him to send her away. "Tell her to leave," they said. "She is bothering us with all her begging."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.